It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today, the music world suffered a tragic loss as one of the greatest guitarists of all time, pioneer Eddie Van Halen, passed away at 65 after a battle with cancer. It's hard to quantify his impact on the instrument or pop music itself, from the decades of Van Halen to critical projects beyond the band, like providing the guitar solo for Michael Jackson's Beat It. While Eddie was never a guest, we did have a chance to speak with Robert Cool Bell, bassist and founder of Cool and the Gang. Van Halen made history in 2012 by inviting the legendary funk and R&B group to open for them on one of their handful of reunion tours with David Lee Roth. And we hear highlights of that conversation now to remember Eddie Van Halen.
Normally our show is about 2 hours. This works for us because we packed it all in 50 minutes.
It comes and goes so fast. It's terrible tease, though, for a fan, dude.
It is. But it is the Van Halen show.
I know. I'm talking to you ahead of your next Van Halen date. It's going to be tonight, Vancouver. The tour will end. Kimani Marley takes over.
That's what I heard. I think he had Kimani... when they toured about, 7 years ago?
It's so wild to think of... This tour has not one but two bands that really don't fit the rock genre at all. David Lee Roth, you called him a hero one time. Have you gotten to have any other personal interactions with him?
Well, not yet. I mean, the time that we spent when we were out there rehearsing, we had a little bit more one-on-one time. But out here, you know, everybody's moving, doing their thing. He's coming in, we're going out. Every night he'd say, "Hey, man," he'd holler at you, "What's up? What's going on?" You know that kind of a thing. But Eddie and Alex, we see a lot because they do a long sound check. So normally, like today, we get in there around 4 o'clock. They still sound check until about 5. And I run into Woofy, catering, I told him, that he's to be so young, a great bassist, and also to play with his father, one of the top guitarists in the world. Keep up the speed that Eddie does, and Woofy is right there with him,
So you're impressed by his playing?
Yeah. I mean, to be just 21 years old, I mean, he's doing his thing.
When you see a show like this, it is history making, and it's important to sort of, I've never seen anything like it my whole life, and you can tell when you tell anyone you're going, "Oh, I'm going to see Cool and the Gang and Van Halen," people are like, "You're going to see, how is that on one bill?" So as the tour has come to almost, you have 20 dates left? Is that what you have, something like that?
Yeah, roughly. Well, I think what's happening now that when we spoke back, in February, and we first got out there, fans or people twittering or whatever on the internet was saying, that's an unlikely pairing, and now that they've seen the show, it appears to be that they're texting and twittering, to other people in the next town. If you think about drinking your beer before Cool and the Gang comes on, you're gonna miss something. You're gonna miss a good show. But now you can see it. Now more people are coming a little earlier. They're drinking that beer a little quicker.
Yeah. We noticed that because when you went on, the place was pretty full in Tacoma.
Yeah. So it's been working out,
So grassroots, the whole thing you just described.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's been going on. Of course, we got the internet now, but. It's spreading around,
In a relationship, you feel like there is a chance because of maybe interacting with Alex and Eddie, or is it just a strictly an agent thing that there is going to be a potential for more dates after the Kimani thing?
It could be, yeah. Because our schedule got tied up this summer, they asked us to do the a second leg, but, get out of it,
They asked for it.
Yeah, they asked us about the second leg, but, we had obligations. But, they're also talking about maybe joining them in Europe. It could be Asia, it could be China. Who knows where it's going to go? But right now, it's the United States.
And Cool doesn't want to reveal it, but he's been lobbying for Hawaii hard, too. Haven't you, Cool?
We got to go to Hawaii. I love Hawaii. Got to get to Hawaii with Van Halen. Should I call Diamond Dave?
It's highlights from a 2012 interview with Robert Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, speaking about the unusual tour they did opening for Van Halen that year, as we remember guitarist Eddie Van Halen, who it was announced today has passed away at 65 after a battle with cancer. I'm Dave Lawrence.
Something you need. Oh yeah, ain't talking about love. Let's go.